Welcome to the Beat Red Podcast, a show where we talk about all things embarrassing. We're here to bring laughter and levity to your day by telling our embarrassing stories. We tell your embarrassing stories. Sometimes you tell your embarrassing stories, and we love that. I'm Katie.
And I'm Mary Kate.
Let's turn Beat Red. How's your week? Oh, look at you.
Got you.
Look at you. You're so fast.
Come on and tell me how your week was. I got there first.
I had one thing that I thought of that was funny. So back in the 90s, as we all know, when you listen to songs on the radio, you didn't know the names of them, right? They didn't pop up on your dial. You just knew like what the actual like 98, you know, 0.1 FM, whatever.
Yeah.
You didn't know the names of the songs. And you didn't know, you know, the lyrics unless you were buying the CD and like going through the pack and whatever. So there's just been so many times where I have recently been like, oh my God, the entire time I thought that was something else, you know, with songs and with lyrics. So
I love this.
Yeah.
It happens to me all the time.
It's not like super exciting. I just thought it was funny.
But
like,
so what was it exactly?
I had a friend. Do you remember that song, When the East is in the House? Oh, my God. When the East is in the House. So it's when the East is in the house, like the East Coast, right?
Okay.
When I was younger, I thought it was When Denise is in the House. Oh, my God. I was like, Denise is hot. Denise is a baddie. Like, when Denise is in the house, like, Denise shit is going
is
down.
Denise is code for the East.
Yeah. But when I literally thought that's what it said. I thought it said When Denise is in the House. And then I think I told this one. I think I already said this on here, but this is another one that literally this year, and I was like, oh my God, like what is happening? Hook by Blues Traveler.
Oh, tell me.
I literally thought it was Heart. I thought he was saying,
the heart leaves you
back.
Yeah,
the heart leads you back. And it was the hook.
You thought
the whole time.
But you thought it was the hook leads you back.
No, the song is Hook. Did you not know either?
I didn't know that. It's the heart. That's what makes the song good.
No, the song is the hook.
The heart will lead you back to everything.
The hook is what leads you back.
What
see,
is the
you
hook?
Thought it too. I thought it was the heart. The
name like someone
of the
song. Has a hook in you.
The
and you're
name
like...
of the song is Hook. Okay? Isn't that fucking hilarious? So I literally.
I just heard that song and yes. I was screaming heart.
Yes, that's what I've always sang. I always sang heart. God. I always thought it was heart. It's Hook.
The hook.
Yeah.
Why did he say heart? Why did he make it pronounced?
Yeah, he doesn't like say the K. It's not like a hard K, well, but literally thought it was heart the whole time. And it's Hook.
See, same. Same.
Yeah, see?
You know, the 90s, I will say, we worship that guy. And he could play, because he could play like 100 different harmonicas. That's all I have to say about the 90s.
Yeah, bring the harmonica back
such,
into the game.
It was such an innocent time of just, let's listen to these harmonicas, all different kinds. And he'll be at every Lollapalooza all over the country, different names and forms.
But yeah, so I'm learning now that I'm seeing, you know, songs on TikTok and people are putting lyrics to things, that I'm learning actual names of songs. Words of songs, all
you know,
of that, and it's
you're getting an education.
It's a little shocking
in music lyrics. Well, I always like tune into the lyrics of the songs that I liked from the 90s and 80s, and there's some of them are horrifying. Like they're about obsession, or they're about like the Cars song. I can think of Who's Gonna Hang It Up When You Call. Like it's all about.
Oh, I love that song. Such
yeah,
a good
but listen
song.
To the lyrics.
I know when
it's
you actually
really
dissect what they are, and that Billy Joel song that Pete Holmes has done like a whole set on this about how he's like, hey little girl, when your daddy home,
that's Bruce Springsteen.
Or Bruce Springsteen, yeah, not Billy Joel.
Go you all the
yeah,
yep.
It's so gross. Like
it's
if
gross.
You really break it down, hey little girl, when your daddy home,
because
it's like what? Ew!
If
like
you really want to break this down? That is that those terms of endearment that men would say, like hey baby girl, hey little girl. Back in the day, people were like, yeah, whatever.
But they were like 16. Like that's the thing, you know. And
but
it was older
saying,
people.
Like, yeah.
No, it was, there was a lot of.
Hey, little girls, your daddy.
Older
home?
People. Yeah.
See, if you really, because I love The Boss. And if you really like think of that being about a creepy old pedophile, like snooping around some 16-year-old's window, it ruins the whole Boss for me.
Yeah.
So
but there were
it.
All those songs about like, you know, you're too young and you're a temptation and all that stuff. And
oh,
now it's
God.
Like, it's so gross if
yeah.
you go back
well,
and look
way back
at
in the
it.
50s, it's like, she's 16, she's beautiful, and she's mine.
Ooh.
Those are some of the lyrics.
Creepy.
People were sock hopping too.
How was your week?
Oh,
what
right.
have you got going on?
Well, so something embarrassing always happens the day
yes.
of, because I'll be like, oh God, nothing.
Love that.
Nothing. I have nothing. Today, I worked at my son's school. It's a co-op, so you like go there for Saturday. And I don't know why I did this. It's the first time I've been I worked there. So I wanted to go above and beyond and be like really eager beaver. So I say, hey, My assignment was, you're going to clean up this whole classroom. I was like, okay, I got this. And then
just you?
Just me.
That's nice.
There were other people all over the place, but just I signed up for that. I was I'll take this. And she's like, really? Same reaction. I'm like, absolutely. There is a 10-gallon fish tank.
You had to clean the fish tank?
I didn't have to. I asked if I could.
Wow.
I don't know what.
You went above and beyond.
Well, I was in that moment. I felt like I'm back in school again. I'm going to try to be like a teacher's pet.
Was the fish tank empty or filled with fish?
There was one fish in there, and I didn't think there was any.
Barely hanging on,
and it needed to be cleaned out.
Algae in the top? Was it all like green and gross?
It was really dirty.
Oh, no.
And so I just cleaned it out. It took me so long. And my hands were, I was covered in sloshy water. And I don't know what kind of impression I made today, but
I think a good one. That's a pretty good one.
Is it?
Yeah. They're like, wow. She's
with
like
my bangs.
But now that's your job. Seaweed. Like every week they're calling you back to clean the fish tank.
Nope, not going to do it ever again. I'm going to sign up for a different thing. Like paint the fence. You know?
Or just forget to sign up for anything, I guess.
Just smoke a cigarette back in the area where they have the tricycles.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the 90s.
Casually.
Let's shoot it back to the 90s a lot today.
You want to get into it?
Yeah, let's get into it. So something embarrassing about a current event.
Okay.
Here we go. During a Coldplay concert, the Kiss Cam highlighted a couple embracing in the crowd.
Oh, man.
When they realized they were on the big screen, the woman covered her face and the man ducked down, appearing visibly uncomfortable and trying to avoid the camera. This is verbatim from People.com. So I'm giving them this. I did not write this.
No, I think everyone knows this story by now.
So
if you've missed this story, then you're under all of the rocks.
Did you watch it?
Because we just talked about there's no way to get around it. It was all over TikTok, all over Instagram, all over everything. Yeah.
Like, oh, well, I guess they're having an affair or they're just really uncomfortable. And they were having an affair and the man had to resign. He was the CEO of that company.
Yeah, he's a billionaire. And she's married too.
She resigned too. No, she's going through a divorce. She was already going through a divorce, but still, he was married.
Are you sure? Because I saw that she signed a $1.6 million home. They just signed a house with her current husband, who is also a billionaire.
Cabot had recently divorced her husband. So
I don't know. I've heard conflicting stories on that. But either way.
Well, people, I hope you're right. Or USA
they
Today.
They should have just been casual about it and just, like, the way they reacted is what garnered all the attention. Like, literally, if the Kiss Cam went on them and they just kissed, it would go by. I don't think anyone would have recognized them because this wasn't being televised. The reason why it got such attention is the way that they reacted, you know? Like, if they would have just been cool, but they, like, really outed themselves with, like, ooh, we're busted, live in front of everyone. What are the odds?
That's the embarrassment genie right there, because what are the odds of all the people in the crowd that they're going to cut to that one couple that is so in love? But
that's karma.
Having an affair.
That's karma there. Yeah.
Well, yes. Hopefully karma hits a few other people in this world, if you know what I mean.
It will. It's coming for you. You cannot deny it.
It's coming for you.
Okay. My first story comes from Liv, one of our favorite repeat storytellers.
Yes.
This is an embarrassing story from my mom during her early days of when she was a new mom to my quadruplet brothers, and she wanted me to tell you and Mary-Kate. So yeah, you remember she has quadruplet brothers, which is already so insane.
They farted and burped in their Christmas concert. Okay.
No, that was, they all had quadruplet brothers.
Right,
so that was the kid. That was her nephews.
Yes. Okay.
So, Either way, like we said, I don't know what's in the water. I don't know what's happening over there.
She has brothers that are quadruplets.
She has quadruplet brothers and quadruplet nephews. Or they all had a brother they all had a kid at the same time. I don't know. Anyway, it's a lot of kids.
It's a lot of kids.
This is way back when. This is her mom. So this is Liv's mom.
Legs.
She's got four kids at the same time. Quadruplets. That's a lot. You think twins is a lot? Double it. You're outnumbered. And it's a lot.
That's insane.
Okay. Months into becoming new parents, my mom and dad were learning the ins and outs of having multiples. In this case, as you all remember me saying, I have quadruplet brothers. One night, my mom and dad both got to their bedroom after getting my brothers to sleep. My dad looked at my mom and said, we're really lucky to have our boys. My mom smiled, and the two kiss each other goodnight and go to sleep.
Aww.
And that's the end of the story.
The end of the story.
So sweet.
I know.
The next morning, my mom awakens very groggily to my dad throwing up in the bathroom. Don't you go getting sick on me in there, my mom shouts. My dad shouts back. Oh, I'm good. Don't you worry about continues
sick.
To retch.
Yeah.
My four brothers for the past few nights were all sick. My mom and dad wake up my brothers and bring them in for breakfast. I don't know how, but my dad made it through breakfast and didn't puke once. After cleaning up after my brothers, my father feels the urge to throw up again, and my mom ran into the bathroom first to get the thermometer to get ready to check my dad's temperature when he comes out of the bathroom. Once he's out of the bathroom, my mom gives him the thermometer and instructs him to go lay down on the couch. Then my mom realized her mistake. She suddenly remembers that she had left a rectal thermometer on the bathroom sink that she had used to check one of my brother's temperatures. And in her tired haze, she had just given that one to my dad to put in his mouth.
No, I mean,
horrific.
Oh, my God. You got to label them.
Checking the medicine cabinet, she finds the regular thermometer and rushes to my dad, only to find him puking in the trash bin in the kitchen. That thermometer had a funky taste to it. My mom laughs nervously.
Oh, disgusting.
Yeah, about that. In my groggy state of mind, I accidentally gave you the boys' rectal thermometer that I forgot to clean off after checking one of their temperatures. I'm so sorry. My dad just roared into a laugh as powerful as a lion's roar, but keeps puking like a whale's blowhole.
Oh, my God.
Turns out my dad was experiencing a bad case of food poisoning from takeout they ordered the night before. My mom never forgot that day of giving my dad the wrong thermometer.
Oh, that's the worst. That's like a nightmare.
It's so gross.
That's so bad. I hope that that's never accidentally happened to me that I don't know.
Yeah, I think if you well, I guess it's a different situation. Because I was going to say, if you have a rectal thermometer, like it has to stay with the one person. News it is, but I guess they look similar. So she just like had it on.
Yeah.
And they're freaking exhausted because they have four kids that have been sick. They're like trying. Yeah.
God.
It can happen. I bet that's happened to a lot of people before.
I cannot believe that we haven't heard that one before. You know what I mean?
I know. I feel like that has probably happened many times though.
Yeah, of course. Well, if you have a baby and you buy two thermometers, one's for the adults, one's for the baby.
But now there's like, you know, they didn't have the forehead scanners back then like they have now that are like super accurate and you like don't have to even do like the mouth stuff. And you couldn't hold stuff under baby's tongue. So you really did have to like use the rectal.
Put it in the butt. Yeah. God. They didn't even have monitors back then, which I don't know what I would do without. This is from Anonymous, and he writes, my wife and I currently live with my wife's elderly parents. His mom is 73 and his dad 69. They're both super nice, and we all get along. Her dad is a pretty serious and quiet type of guy. They like us all to go for breakfast every Sunday, and he likes to go sit in the car, and that's how we know it's time to go. Anyway.
That's cute. That's like my dad.
Oh, my God. My dad would always, like, my mom
that's
would always.
Literally like my dad. He gets so excited to go eat breakfast. He will go, like, sit in the car, like, be so ready.
Well, hopefully he's not doing this. He's doing.
Oh, no.
Anyway, this one Sunday, I'm hungover from a party, and I look out the window, and he's in the car waiting, and I think, oh, shit, I better get down there. He values punctuality. As I waltz over to the car, I see his eyes dart up at me, and then he kind of fumbles with his phone, and in retrospect, probably muttered, oh shit. I think nothing of it and jump in the back. Morning, I say. Nothing but loud, hardcore porn sounds blaring from his phone as he desperately tries to turn it off. He gets it off after maybe 5 seconds.
Ew, he's 73?
Yeah.
And he's watching porn on his phone?
No, he's 69.
Okay, but that's like impressive. I feel like that he figured out how to do porn on his phone, right?
Yeah.
At that age.
I feel like they will find a way. They will always find a way.
Just some, like, before breakfast in the car.
I guess if you only have 5 minutes, what, you just want to watch a little bit of a humpy-humpy? The Humpty Dance? So he writes, like I said, I'm hungover and I feel a bit fuzzy, so I'm pretty dazed and confused. I felt so uncomfortable, I actually just brought up the weather, like, getting a bit cooler, I see. And literally as I'm saying it, the porn sound effect blares on again. And I have to endure a few more seconds of him desperately trying to turn it off. I had nothing to bring us out of that one. Never addressed it and sat in silence for 5 minutes before my wife and her mom joined us.
Oh, my God. I think you just have to laugh at that point, right?
I don't know.
It's so awkward.
I don't know. I could see myself sitting in silence for sure. Just being like,
staring out the window.
You did it to yourself.
I'd be like, oh, I have a phone call. But then he's got that porn playing. Yeah. Got a phone call too. That doesn't work.
Yeah, no.
I forgot something inside. 1 second. And
yeah.
Just
oh,
run.
They left the stove on.
Oh, wait, I got to put my hat on.
Yeah, I'm not feeling well. I'm not going to breakfast at all for the whole day. Bye. Not going to see you.
Never going to see you again.
Yeah. Moving out.
Very awkward. Okay. My next story comes from Quora, and Gus Simo writes, I was working in China as an adventure guide for international school kids. We were between trips, staying a few days in a hotel with a female guide, friend, not lovers. She was in the bathroom getting ready for the day when she called out from the bathroom that she had run out of tampons and could I please go buy some for her? To save her any embarrassing situations, I agreed and set off for the local supermarket.
So this is a guy. And this woman asks him to go buy her tampons.
Yes, they are friends, not lovers. He's working in China as an adventure guide for international school kids. So they are like, I think they're just like coworkers. Yeah, she's a female guide.
So what a good guy. He's
what a good guy. This isn't really a task I enjoy under the best circumstances. And at the time, I was hoping they would just be obviously packaged in a place I could find. Turns out I was wrong. I walked every aisle in the shop several times and managed to finally find the pads liners, which I was assured were no good for the whitewater rafting we had planned for the afternoon.
No.
It was crunch time. I had to ask someone. So he's been wandering around the store, poor guy.
Looking at pads.
Yeah, looking at pads. My command of Mandarin is limited to the absolute basics.
Oh my God.
So I had to resort to the wonderful game of sign language we all play when there's a major language barrier. This game's fine when you're buying socks or looking for a bus station.
Seriously.
But try to imagine the gestures one must make to describe the necessary actions that go with tampons.
No. Oh, so embarrassing.
Needless to say, I made quite the spectacle of myself. By the end of it, I was surrounded by the entire staff of young women in the shop and about 30 other spectators. They were all laughing as my face started to glow red. I was doing inappropriate things with fingers. I was drawing inappropriate things on paper and generally sending these lovely young shop assistants into paroxysms of raking laughter every other minute. At my wit's end, after almost an hour of this, one of those ladies grabbed my arm and took me across the road to an English-speaking pharmacist who was given a blow-by-blow description by my giggling savior. With a cheeky smile, the pharmacist told me she could sell me some tampons. My friend nearly died laughing when I told her I'd been there for the past hour.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're the clerk, you just see him kind of pointing to his butt, right? Because, I mean, you're like, if you...
But you also have to, like, go to the pharmacy to get freaking tampons. Like, that's crazy because they're probably like, these are unsightly. Like, we don't like this.
Yeah, seriously. Wow, that's embarrassing. That is big embarrassing. Okay. This is from Reddit. Anonymous writes, in high school, we had some mean girl style drama between me and my friends. Okay, buckle up for this one. I am sorry to give a spoiler, but I cannot even believe this is real. So she had some mean girl style drama between her and her friends. One of them asked a boy I really liked to prom, knowingly, and I was really mad at her about it. One day, we were all at her house, and I snuck around and cut up her prom dress out of spite.
That's horrible. This girl's a psycho.
She's a psycho. Like, instantly when I read that, I thought, are you kidding me? You go upstairs at your friend's house as you're, like, enjoying your time
beyond mean. That is like evil. Yeah, that's horrible.
So I thought,
how about just stop being friends with her, psycho? That's so crazy. Did you feel that way?
I'm sure she was stopped being friends with her as soon as she saw her dress in shreds.
Yeah, I
thought I'd gotten away with it until my dad was waiting for me with crossed arms when I got home from school the next day. I said, I guess this means I'm not going to prom then. And he said, oh no, you're going to prom, but you're going to wish you hadn't. He informed me that he'd taken my own prom dress that day and hung it up in our pig barn, where it would stay for 2 weeks until prom, in which I'd put on night before it was time to go.
Oh my God, I thought he was going to make her wear the torn dress, which would be even better.
That would have been amazing.
Yeah.
But I mean, her dress is going to smell like pig shit.
Right. Yeah, that's pretty bad,
and
too.
And she
I feel like he should have traded. He should have given the other girl her prom dress and made her wear the shit dress. With, like, the ripped up dress.
Ripped
and
up dress.
Put it in the pig bar.
And put it in the pig bar. She's wearing rags.
But good for him for teaching her a lesson.
Well, but if I'm that girl, I'm like, I'm not going to prom.
I wouldn't go.
Or I sneak into the barn. I just
No, but
light
he
it on
told
fire.
Her you have to go to prom.
Yeah.
That's your punishment.
Well, I guess I'm emancipating myself.
That's
I guess
pretty
I'm
great.
Leaving this goddamn godforsaken farm life that I hate anyway. It was dreadful. No one wanted to be near me, and I was made fun of the rest of the school year.
Good.
I mean, think about that,
That's
though.
What you get.
That is an arc. If you're in a TV show, that is your character. If you're in an after-school special about being a mean girl, you come out of that and you are like humble pie on the spelling bee.
It's pretty great.
Team.
I love that her dad did that. I think that's awesome.
I do too, I guess.
Yeah.
But I mean,
she deserves that. That's horrible. She does cut up her friend's dress because she was jealous. Like, that's psycho.
It is crazy. I feel like this town is in a different dimension, though, don't you? Where her dad's like, uh-oh, I put your dress in the pig barn. She's like, I know you did it. She's got, like, scissors just chopping up her friend's dress. Oh.
Well, that's what you get, pig barn, Sally. That's what you get.
That's what you get.
Okay. My next story is anonymous, and she writes a couple of stories on the same subject.
Oh.
In a school trip overseas, during the final days of our trip, our group would go to a famous sea to go swimming and scuba diving there. Alas, my period had arrived just that day. Ugh. My parents didn't allow me to use a tampon. I was like, oh, that's so horrible.
That sucks.
So I decided to wear a pad. As the water pressure presumably blocks the blood flow in the water, I assumed nothing would show. But to be on the safe side, I decided to wear dark swimming trunks. My school hired a boat that took us out to sea, and we all went swimming. I noticed some people jumping off the top floor of the boat on the third floor, and I wanted to do the same.
No, she's still 8 years old in her heart.
I know.
But her body is
sweet baby
menstruating.
So me and another friend went back on the boat to go up the stairs to the third floor. But looking down over the edge, it was so scary that we hesitated for quite some time. One of the male teachers encouraged us to jump. And that's when one guy said, oh, someone's bleeding. There's blood all over the stairs.
Oh, my God. Get me out of there.
I didn't even.
The boat better sink. Right. With all the witnesses on it.
I didn't even realize it was me until they started noticing blood following the trail all the way to me and a small puddle at my
baby.
Feet.
Baby. No, my baby.
I did the only thing I could think. I touched the top of one of my legs and said, oh, it must be that cut I got last week.
Yes. Yes. She's a genius.
It's hilarious.
She's a genius. So she just has to cover her leg for the rest of the boat ride.
So funny.
Oh, my God.
The teachers all came around me saying it must have been a really big cut. And eventually.
That's when I jump off the boat right then. I jump right in the water.
Just get rid of the ocean.
And I scream, you push me like a teacher. Just throw the heat. Throw the heat over to someone else.
I can see you doing that. And it's so funny.
That's the last thing you scream as you hit the water.
Falling backwards into the water.
I better not have to take my math test now, you bastard.
Eventually, the female teachers had me sit down, and one of them got out the first aid kit, and I had to explain, fortunately, there were no male teachers around, that I was actually on my period, and I wasn't wearing a tampon. They gave me some pads. I just hope the male teacher didn't realize. If you want to know what happened afterwards, I did go in the water again, since I really wanted to go scuba diving. Luckily, this time, nothing showed, and I quickly wore a dry pad afterwards.
Except she, like, floated to the surface with her butt because she has like 14 pads on.
So she has another story.
Yay!
Also about her period.
Oh.
Okay, so I do sailing. Since the time this happened, I was quite young and I was always embarrassed to tell my parents about when I was on my period. I decided to try to go sailing and hope I don't fall into the water.
Yeah.
She's bad luck with water in her period.
Yeah.
Bad luck. Not only was I paired up with a hot American guy on a small dinghy, but there were strong winds.
Small dinghy,
but hopefully
that's like not
maybe
sexy.
He had a big
maybe
dinghy.
Maybe he had a big dinghy.
In sailing, strong winds means a higher chance of the boat falling over. Mm. So not only did I accidentally catapult the poor guy backwards off the boat by forgetting to tell him to duck as I turned the boat round, there's this long pole called a boom precisely because it smashed. Smashes against inexperienced sailors' heads quite often, and I had to help him get back up while apologizing. Not only that,
she saved his life.
We ended up capsizing,
and
I had to go into the water. When we climbed back on the boat, my pad must have been soaked.
Oh no.
The water dripping from me ended up a yellowish color that looked like I peed everywhere, and it was only on my side of the boat.
That is so horrible. Oh God.
I was so desperate to explain myself. I wondered whether I should have told him I was on my period or tell him I have some sort of skin problem that requires me to keep tea bags on
my skin. Go for the skin problem. That's
a brilliant
solution.
Must have caused the yellowy color.
Yes.
I was that desperate. In the end, I said nothing.
Oh.
He said nothing. And it was too awkward to talk after that.
It might have looked like she just peed her pants, you know, peed on the boat.
So glad I never saw him again. That is what it looked like, which is worse. Like, yeah, that's worse.
I think it's worse.
It looks like she got out of the boat and pissed everywhere. And he just saw like yellowy pee on her side. And then they both saw it. They looked at each other and then they didn't talk the rest of the time.
But she, in that moment, had a great idea that she should have just done, which is the tea bags.
That sounds insane.
I don't care.
I have a skin condition in my underwear that causes me to put tea bags. So yep. That's the yellowy color, which is just really
so
fucking
then
funny.
He doesn't ever drink tea again. That's it. He doesn't know she had her period.
But it is so awkward to be like, I'm on my period. That's my pad leaking my blood water out, which is also like, it's just bad.
That's
all
just
around.
TMI, man.
It's TMI.
That's TMI.
And he was hot and they're stuck together on this boat. You've already bashed him in the head and capsized.
She's not gonna see his dinghy. She's not gonna see his dinghy that day.
Yeah.
That's what I took from the story.
She is not seeing, she never saw that dinghy.
She never saw that dinghy. Okay, well, my last story is from Anonymous, and they wrote, when I was in high school, I had a gym class that was mixed freshmen seniors. There was this badass senior who was captain of the wrestling team, super jacked, and everyone liked or was envious of him. He decided to turn the treadmill up as high as it could go and then hop on to see how long he could do it.
Oh, no.
He was trying to show off. But he wasn't an asshole about it or being super loud trying to get people's attention. The area was kind of hidden up on a stage, which doesn't make any sense.
What?
It was kind of hidden up on a stage?
Yeah, that's weird.
Okay. Yeah, I guess it's like a weird gym something.
Well, you know how like... Well, for us, I know we had to practice. The gym did have like a stage. It was also like the auditorium.
Yeah, same.
So maybe it was like that.
So it was like, but it was just like they put a treadmill off to the in the wings.
Yeah, that's weird. That's weird.
They're utilizing their space. Well, the second he jumped on, he fell face first and was shot down the track. His underwear and shorts got caught in the end of the treadmill, but his body was still on the track. Now,
I
had to like read that a couple times because I couldn't really picture it. So the perfect storm happened where he falls down the track, his underwear gets in the thing,
yeah,
but
the
he's
side
still like, all over, like back behind the treadmill.
So he's totally naked.
So,
like,
yeah.
His dinghy
his
was out.
His underwear and shorts got caught in the end of the treadmill, but his body was still on the track, so it shot him off butt-ass naked and into a weight pile.
Down a peg that day.
The weights then fell on top of him, and he got partially buried under a bunch of weights.
Oh, my God. That's so dangerous.
Isn't that awful?
He could have died.
You're not the same. That was very small and didn't cover up much of him. What was? Oh, the weights. So he's sitting there, like, with his junk out. Like
he could have, like, broken his ribs having, like, weights fall on
him. Around his face. And then he had weights, right, or crushed his dinghy.
His dinghy was out.
His dinghy was out. This caused an extremely loud noise. And so every single person in the class stopped what they were doing and looked over to see this super popular dude butt naked with weights surrounding him.
Oh, no.
He couldn't get his shorts and underwear out of the treadmill.
Oh, no.
And a bunch of people just walked up and started handing him more weights to pile on in front of him so he could cover up his dinghy. Basically.
See, this is what we talked about before. You can't be too full of yourself or too prideful. You got to be a boiled shrimp because
you got to boil shrimp
like,
the pasta.
He is just out there like strutting his stuff, hot to trot, and he got knocked down a peg.
So this is my take on the story, and this is our dating advice part of the set of the podcast.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, this person telling the story was maybe into this guy. So, of course, she's going to – or they are going to clock where he is, what he's doing, what he's up to.
Yeah, they said everyone's into this guy. Like
everyone's
he was, like, the
him.
Hottest guy
Adonis.
In the school.
Adonis.
Yes. Everyone
Zeus.
Loves him. He's the coolest.
Yes.
He's the hottest.
He's Chris Hemsworth just working out in your gym class. And then they see him. Like, they see – him get basically spanked by a treadmill and fly into some weights, and his dick is like waving around.
Yeah.
His butt's out.
That's what happened.
Sun's out, bun's out, and he is probably never the same himself.
No, I don't think so.
So I guess there's no dating advice. It's just like if you're cool and popular, you better watch your back.
Her take from that, or his take, or their take, you know, would be, so you're saying I got a chance. Like, my chances just got better. This is the time to pounce.
Except
it is low and it is time to go in and come in hot. Okay. That's what I'm getting from this story. This is your chance. You didn't have a chance before. He was way
Maybe
out of your
I
league.
Can help him cover a cover up.
Yeah. Now
I'll be
he's
human cover
he's
up.
Closer to your league. Okay.
He's
so, that's good. That's good. It's a good thing for everybody in that school.
Yep. But then if she gets too confident, that she has to climb the rope. Like, it's all a cycle of humility, really. You just need to be, you need to be
She's
going to
have her glow up and then dump his ass. Yep. That's what's going to happen.
Oh my
next.
God. Do you want to write this?
We just did.
Okay. Scorsese, produce it.
That is copywritten. Okay. Everybody. My last story comes from Quora and Ryan Schimmerman, Schimmerhorn. I don't know. Schimmerhorn. I'm
going to
go with Schimmerhorn. Writes. The last
Nailed it.
Schimmerhorn. Okay. The year was 2000, and I had just recently met the woman that I almost instantly knew would be my wife, now married for almost 16 years.
Aww.
I was invited by her father, she was only 19 and still lived at home, to share a summer dinner with their family, which was to be hot dogs grilled over the fire pit and covered with all the trimmings.
Oh, this is the wholesomest. It's a summer's eve.
So cute.
End of story.
Summer's eve. Isn't
that douche? Summer's eve hot dogs.
Summer's eve douche.
A douche.
I started out strong. I showed up with a mini rose bush that my girl immediately fell in love with. Except I had to tell her it was for her mother as a thank you for having me.
He brought her something she had to plant in their yard, like big old rose, bush.
Okay. It's probably like, he said mini, so it's probably like a cute little like plant, sweet. This made me a bit nervous, but it turned out to be a good thing. So I was still on a good track, and her parents immediately liked me a lot. I was super charming and funny all evening. All of my now four brother-in-laws seemed to like me and even invited me for a game of basketball while the girls put the finishing touches on dinner. Now, basketball was my game.
Yes.
I played several times a week at the gym, and I had played competitively all throughout school. I knew I would be the star of their driveway, and I was.
The star of the driveway.
The star of the driveway. I love it. I'm not sure why, but I was taking great joy in beating her dad. But then it happened.
No.
What do you think is going to happen?
He either like pantses his dad by accident or something. Like, what happens? He elbows someone in the face.
I know. You picture that, right?
Okay, what happens?
I went up for a three-point shot and must have been holding one in all night.
Oh,
because
yes.
What started right after I jumped ended with a loud as I landed. And it was loud. Very loud.
Yes.
There was no chance of hiding it or sneaking it in.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, the game came to a screeching halt as my wife's dad and four brothers all just stared at me. I made the shot, by the way, but it mattered not.
I made the shot.
Had just farted big, and it seemed they had all completely forgotten that we were playing at all. Her youngest brother, then 10 years old, fell flat on his back, right on the concrete, and laughed so hard that his side started hurting. I can just picture Sebastian because he's 11.
Oh,
like, I can picture him like dying. The other brothers nervously started laughing too, and her dad just stood there smiling a big smile right at me. Like, good job, son. You farted a big fart. Then it got worse. Her youngest brother managed to pull himself off the ground, still laughing as hard as he could, and ran straight inside. To my horror, I saw him through the window telling the story of what just happened to my wife and her mom.
That's so embarrassing.
He freaking told them everything. It's so funny. This is your first time meeting the family, and you're doing so well.
You see her little brother like gesturing about like just a fart.
Yeah, he's like, and then he farted so loud, and you're just out there like, fuck. I tried to play it off like it was no big deal, but I was humiliated. My wife came out to see if I was okay, as if I was injured or something. And little bro was following right behind her, retelling this story over and over and over again.
That is so bad.
Her mom was cool and said it wasn't a big deal and it happens to everyone. Her dad, though, he surprised me. He said he was proud of me for feeling so comfortable with them.
Oh my God.
Which was confusing, to say the least. Later, after we were engaged, he told me it was that moment that he knew we'd get married.
What?
He wasn't sure why, and to this day, I still have no idea why, but he just knew it.
What the hell?
While it was a horrifying experience, like many fart stories can be, it wasn't long until I was family and we were able to just laugh about it. Her little brother, then 10, is now 27, and when someone brings up the story about how I farted during the basketball game, On our first date, he still belly laughs for way too long. I asked him why a couple years ago, and he said that it wasn't just the fart. It was the depth and power of it combined with the look of total shock on my face as soon as it happened. So I learned that while no one would likely ever wish for an unfortunate fart incident for the start of a new relationship in a family, it can turn out to be the best thing for you. Don't hold it in anymore. Just let it go. And if they don't kick you out, then you'll know it was meant to be.
That is terrible advice. I'm sorry.
It's
that
so
is
funny.
So funny. I have never been, I've never been so involved in a story about a fart. Like I was living that story. Like
yeah.
The dad being proud and swelling with pride and realizing.
I know, just like smiling at him like, this is my future son-in-law. Yeah, like he's literally, after he farts, he's just like, he's just the kids are laughing and he's just like mesmerized. Like, yeah, that's my future son-in-law.
That's a man right there. That's a real man.
He ripped the biggest fart. And the dad's just smiling proud. And he says, I'm proud of you, son.
And his wife comes out and says, are you okay? Like, that's a great story.
It's pretty funny.
I mean, that was it. That was a great That was a great finale, Katie.
And that's our show. We hope you loved it. If you did, please tell a friend. You can rate, review, and subscribe. That helps us move up the charts. And if you've got a story that made you turn beet red, you can email us at beetredpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to buy us a coffee or some kind of decadent, delicious treat or maybe a fraction of the paint that we want to paint a wall with, just please go to our Patreon page, which is listed in our show notes. And if you can't beat them, join them.
See you next week.